And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. These Greeks came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired Jesus, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If anyone serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all people unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abides forever. So how do you say, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not to what place he goes. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they did not believe on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Will the audience please stand? Jesus cried and said, "He that believes on me believes not just on me, but on him that sent me. And he that sees me sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness." And if anyone hears my words and believes not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. Anyone that rejects me and receives not my words, has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, these words shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. I know that the Father's commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Lunch break.